Matt's getting paid for this podcast, just in case anyone didn't know. Do you want to explain to everyone why you're...
Go on.
You're getting paid. Matt is getting paid. It's not from a sponsor. Matt, why are you getting money for this podcast? Do you want to explain the system to them?
I'm literally supposed to be working for someone else right now. And today and tomorrow. Well, it's ridiculous. And I was like, I can't fit it in. Just give it a week. You're brilliant on your own.
You're softening the blow for everyone. Just what am I doing right now? What am I doing? Go on.
Telling me that you're gonna pay me to do the podcast.
No, I said what? No, it's £2 per minute. So for every minute, this is gonna be the ladies and gentlemen.
You're paying me £2 a minute, but that's not why I'm here.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the first ever podcast where I'm the one that's gonna need to get out of here sooner than Matt because I'm paying him £2 per minute.
I'm not charging Chris, but I will take it if he gives it to me. But I'm not
I'm not charging Chris, but I will take it if he gives it to me. Yeah, I'll give it to you. We've got Bruce from Dallas, Texas, who posted a really amazing video saying up 3-0 at halftime and the household is going crazy. And he posted a video of him and his son Barrett saying, "Come on, you Reds." It was pretty cool. Very, very cool. Absolutely loved it.
Sorry, what was the location of that one?
Dallas, Texas. Chris Walsh saying, "Need a win. Come on, you Reds." A picture of him. He is the founder of the Dubai Trickies, but he was back in Cumbria, I believe. Maybe I'm wrong. Carlisle? Cumbria? I don't know. Is it the same place? Do you know?
No. Yeah, Cumbria is a region. Carlisle's a town.
Right.
Or city, maybe.
Okay. Perfect. And then...
city.
Right, okay. Wonderful. Well, he said we did get a win, and we certainly... He said need a win, and we certainly did get a win, so fair play to Chris. And then I want to give a shout-out to Mark. I don't know if you heard the last podcast, but Mark filled in for you from Australia, Albany in Western Australia, and he did a really great job. So, yeah.
Well, that's amazing. Even though I'm a game behind, I'm going to tune into it on my way to work tomorrow. I've been away, unfortunately, and I'm really sorry. It's the busiest time of year for me, and there's so much post-production I'm tied up in with different clients, and... Not making excuses, Chris, but that's why I've not been here. And I'm not, honestly, you know what I have been listening
to?
What I have been listening to, I've been trying to, obviously I always listen to Forest Focus, Forest Fan TV, and I catch up on the regular stuff with the other podcasts. I don't really listen to ours, obviously, but I will listen to ours because I wasn't in that one. But I have also gotten this new addiction, and it's quite sinister. I'm sorry to say it.
What?
But I'm listening to the Luton podcast quite a lot.
Would you just stop with listening to Luton? Like, I'm actually sick. This season can be defined by you going on about the Luton game where we drew 2-2 that we went to, going on about the most recent game.
I just
and
love
then,
how
I'm
much
you're sick.
Every time...
It's weird.
They're so hateful towards us. They hate us.
Do they?
And I just like listening to it every time we do well, or every time they don't do well, or every time they think we've got a draw. They just can't. And they're just going, okay, great, Forest, stay up, because they cheated.
Sorry. Right, do you want to be the Luton person and I'll be one of them? You can be one of them. You pretend to be one of them and I'll be me. All right, because I'm already going to jump straight into this. Sorry. Go ahead. You were saying Forest cheated, did you?
Well, no. I was saying that Notts Forest, all those Notts Forest fans, I know they hate getting called that, but, you know, whatever.
Oh, okay, so you're playing the Luton fan and you're trying to play the Luton fan that's trying to undermine us with the most basic of insults. Why don't I tell you something real quick, clear and concise, so we can move on from this stupid segment where you pretend to be a Luton fan and I'm a Nottingham Forest fan telling you that you were nothing to me. Nothing until this year. Even when you had stupid Nathan Jones as your manager, you were absolutely nothing. Do you think we cheated, right? Yeah, so you think we should get punished, yes or no?
You broke the rules.
Yeah, and we got punished. We got punished for it. So now we've got our punishment. And within one game of that punishment, us slipping into the relegation zone, we jumped straight out with the draw. That's how shit you are. You're so bad that even with two teams in turmoil, getting points deductions and mentally just not being able to keep it together, we've won 2 games in like 11. And you're so bad that you're still in the relegation zone.
Yeah, but the thing is, we've tried really hard.
Right, you sound like a little bit of a nursery. You sound like a bit of a nursery rhyme. Look,
they sound like a nursery rhyme, Chris. It is like a nursery rhyme.
Well, it's not.
You've got to hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, but it's not my fault that you're listening to...
And so do we sometimes, so let's move on.
Okay, we're moving on. I don't want to go off on Luton because it's just a waste of my time. It is a bit weird that you're just watching their podcast over and over again. It's very you. It's very Matt. But it is a tad odd. Now... I do want to move on.
Salah's got substituted and he didn't even get an assist, let alone a goal.
Right. God damn it. Yeah, for everyone, a bit of context. This episode's going to be here, there and everywhere, by the way, everyone.
For a change.
This podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Matt triple captains Salah in FPL. He looked like he was on absolute fire because you had Murillo coming off the bench with an assist and Chris Wood. I mean, you put Matt Sells in goals. I don't know what you were thinking. We concede every single game, but fair play to you. And still, he was...
Yeah, but I didn't trust Martinez.
I've got Martinez. Well, to be fair, Martinez didn't start, but I just didn't know you had Martinez in your team. I was 3-1 Liverpool now. Sorry, end of the game. And it's not Salah. Anyway, what was I going to say to you?
Absolutely good.
Yeah, look, it's good to beat Sheffield United. I mean, they were 1-1 with 75 minutes. You know, it's good. It's good to see Sheffield United.
This was my night to absolutely take you out.
In FPL, it was. You had a big chance because you were on loads of points before we came into these games and you had a triple captain with Salah. So you had a big chance, and it's now blown it. Right, just like Luton, hopefully. So my red hot take was Burnley might finish above Luton, right? That doesn't mean the Forest are out of it, by the way. Like, we could go on a 2-3 game losing streak, not get any points, and then, like, who knows what's going to happen? Okay, we might get some back in the appeal. We just don't know. But I'm not against Luton. I just don't want to see a team stay up by default.
Fence sitting. I'm against... This is football. It's about us against them. It's just, it's conflated with the modern world where, of course, on a personal level, I saw nothing but respect for anyone and understand. It's this deliberate calling us Notts Forest. Like, it's petty, man.
Are they doing that?
Yes.
All right, well, screw them then. Screw them then. Do you know what? They can go down, dig deeper, bury themselves underneath with the rest of the Blackpools, Bournemouths and the other Brentfords that I don't like, and they can absolutely get lost. They're back in my top 10 most hated clubs.
And you know what I was thinking? My red hot take is...
Go on, red hot take it.
Do you want a red hot take?
Yes.
They go down and we sign Barkley.
Can you imagine that?
I'd love to hear that podcast after that.
Well, to be honest, we don't need Barkley because the way Ryan Yates and Danilo played, true. I mean, unbelievable. And we still haven't yet to see the best of Sangari, and we might still see that. But let's talk about that.
Can you see that though? Could you see Barkley coming to Forest, or would he go to a bigger club after this season he's had?
I'm sorry to block you, but I don't know. But why are we talking about? You're now. Do you know what? I think you've watched so much Luton podcast that you've actually started to talk about their players and where they might go and what they might do. Forget Luton. Let's get back to Forest. Forest just had a massive win. Right, and also we're at like 10 minutes right now, and that's times two, that's £20 already I owe you, right? So, Forest just had a massive win,
I'm not charging it.
Yeah, but you'll take it, though. I'm not charging it. You know you'll take it. And then next time I offer it, you'll say...
Only a fool would turn down free money.
There you go.
But you're my mate, and you don't need to pay me.
I'm paying you.
And this is half...
Well, I'm paying you, all right? I got the tattoo when I said I would, so I'm going to pay you the money. Anyway, let's go back to the Fulham game. Like, I mean, I can't believe we spent 12 minutes talking about everything else but Forest winning a game. We beat Fulham. We were 3-0 up at halftime. Can you tell me where you were, where you were watching the game if you managed to catch it, or what you were doing at the time and what you were thinking at halftime?
I was at work during the first half and I put it on my phone on Discovery Plus and... I had it on discreetly but without any noise, which is disappointing, and I couldn't believe it. And then my phone just kept conking in and out, and that was the first half, obviously, with all the goals. Then I got on the train to come home, and my mate had tore his calf playing rugby and needed help picking up, so I had to listen to the second half on Talksport whilst driving to pick someone up from a rugby club. And when we conceded, I just was driving and I was like, oh my god, panicking that I was going to get caught speeding because I was really focusing on the game coming out of my Talksport, like, and it was in East London somewhere, just knowing the roads.
The roads, it's always the roads with you. I mean, but yeah, go on. So you're panicking about getting more points.
Annoying is I wanted to watch Forest. Right. I was stuck with work, and then as soon as I thought, well, at least I'll get the second half, my mate, you know, AML.
Yeah. Martin Legend.
He was playing rugby and he did his calf really badly, and I had to go pick him up. He was just screwed. So I did.
Yeah,
and I missed the second half as well, but it was a great result. I loved listening to all the content afterwards. I can't believe it's exactly, you know, those weeks where we said we want a massive Forest win, a 3-1, a 4-1. I can feel it in my bones. We're going to do it. That was the game. That was the performance. And I just want us to be able to ride high on it. I don't want it to be a drop in the ocean. I don't want it to be a one-off.
No.
Because then I'll be eating humble pie with my Luton comments.
Well, we'll be eating humble pie either way if we go down. But I think the I think the magic of that game was, I predicted the score right, by the way, if you didn't listen to the last podcast, but I said that I have to believe that we have a big performance in us and we'll win 3-1. And I actually predicted the scores, I think, as well. Can you believe it? Once in a blue moon.
Did you predict it, or is it more, are you now taking another, whoa. Recontextualizing just something that was mentioned?
Well, why don't you listen to the last podcast episode with Mark from Australia? And
I will now.
Yeah, all right. And you could,
I will now.
You do. And actually,
I'm not letting you think.
No. I'll tell you what, listen to it, and then you come back to me and tell me I didn't predict it. I literally said, I predict 3-1 because I have to believe that this team is better. So I'm going to go with 3-1. That happened. That came out of my mouth. I even posted it on Twitter, and I think Red Side of the Trent, they had a thing where they're doing score predictions. I even posted 3-1 because I'm sick of predicting draws. That's what I said. So yeah, it's there in black and white, and it's on the radio waves. I predicted 3-1. We got 3-1. Gibbs White was amazing. Hudson-Odoi was class. Danilo was everywhere. Murillo's always brilliant. Omobamadeli's an absolute Irish legend. Matt Sells made some brilliant saves, and we march on to Spurs, and we may as well march on all over them as well. Hopefully Brennan does us a favour, gets a double yellow card, gives us a wink in the silence and said, ta-ra, well done lads, you're staying up for another year. I'll be back in a couple of years anyway. All right?
Oh no, it's amazing how emotional the Brennan connection is. It's weird. I think he's really hitting form as well, isn't he, at the minute?
Yeah, he is. He got
his past couple of games.
Two assists against Luton. He scored a goal the other day. Yeah,
player. He's assisting, he's scoring. I'm going to say that he's going to score against Forest.
What?
It's going to be an interesting dynamic.
Well, do you know what? I know that I had an agenda, but that's gone out the window, clearly. I will do the score predictions later, Matt. We'll do the score predictions when we talk about Spurs. I know you're going to go, well, we're talking about Spurs now. I just want to ask you a couple more questions about the Fulham game. Or maybe I don't, actually. We've probably gone over it and everyone knows what's happened. But can you give me...
Well, no, let's talk more broadly about...
What?
Like, what this could mean for... what I was thinking was, what I'd never realised when Nuno Espirito Santo was at Wolves and at Tottenham.
Yeah.
He's got this integrity, but there's another quality to him in terms of his sort of... So someone who was a professional goalkeeper, he's slightly physically... Did you see the way he celebrated? I was really happy for him because it's like he doesn't quite... And he shouldn't do, but he's not. I think he's more an introvert than an extrovert, I guess, at its starting point. And he sort of didn't know how to celebrate. And I was just so happy for him. Really happy for Nuno after that game. Of course, Gibbs White's getting loads of plaudits, but it's been a tough few months. And he, as the manager's taking flak, his job's been under pressure, so to speak. Maybe not in real life, but it's sort of been talked about. And he just seems like loads of them do, actually. You don't do well in life unless you're a good person at heart. But he just seems like a good guy as well. I feel like he's a good guy and he just expresses it in a very particular way. And I was just really happy for Nuno, that result. I was really pleased for him.
I was.
For our players that haven't felt the glory of the City Ground. Danilo felt like he was relishing what he can ride high on from the end of last year. Murillo got to feel a true bouncing City Ground. Do you know what I mean? It felt like an impactful day. I think the likes of Origi, we have to trust that these professional attitudes aren't bitter and twisted and cynical like mine. But do you know what I mean? I couldn't help but watching the highlights and think, God, Origi's getting more annoyed that he's not scoring now. His name's out. It must feel weird being watching it unfold for its best and staying positive about yourself.
I don't.
Unless you're younger for some reason.
Sorry to cut you off there. I want to pick you up on that. I don't think that... I'll talk about Nuno in a second, but I'll start with your last point there. I don't think that Origi's thinking that at all. Origi's been in this position before for years with big clubs, like with Liverpool. And what I mean by position, I don't mean professional position, right? No pressure. I always talk about it. Nothing to do with that. It's more like he's been coming off the bench for Liverpool while all the other players, Mane at the time, Salah, all the players in front of him have been scoring loads of goals. Even some of them midfielders.
Yeah, he was a cult hero.
No, he was a cult hero. He was a cult hero because he scored big goals in important moments, and I think we're yet to see that big Origi important goal, and I think it will come. I know that
so are AC Milan, mate.
Well, yeah, but AC AC Milan, schmace me in Milan. I don't care about AC Milan, the Serie A. It doesn't mean anything to me. We're in the big, bad, bold Premier League right now. And that's not to dismiss Serie A. We have a good mate, Leo, who supports AC Milan. But forget that.
You're covering your arse again.
No, I just said something about someone. No, I know, but he's not even going
to
be listening. That's the sad thing about that. But you don't need to chip away at me. I'm trying to make a point. Let me get to it. Because you took ages getting to yours and went to another one. All right? So, Origi...
Makes sense for me today. I'll get more money if I delay things.
Shit, what are we at? 18 quid. 18 times 2 is what? 36.
Like I said, mate.
Shit. No, stop talking. Stop talking, because you're wasting my time on purpose. For money. So, stop talking. Right. I would say Origi will still get a big goal for us in the Premier League. And it'll be important. It'll be a late goal like he did for Liverpool. But he's used to this. He's pro. He's been through this. He's been sat on the bench while everyone else takes the glory for Liverpool. And then occasionally he comes in, smashes a goal in against Barcelona. And they go, what a legend. Or he scores. I think he scored in the Champions League final as well against Tottenham. He does these. He has these big moments. And I think that he still has it in him. Nearly had a big moment at the end of the game against Fulham. He dragged it wide. I don't actually think it was that bad an effort, to be honest. He was set free. He narrowed the angle for himself perfectly and flipped it wide. But I think it was a massive game for Nuno. A massive game for Nuno. And for one particular reason why. The pressure's been building. He's conceded late a couple of times to Liverpool. Obviously, that's not by no fault of his own. And then Luton, where he just looked like he'd seen a ghost. And then we get the -4, and of course we come back and we get those 4 points back within a couple of days. And the Palace game, we didn't get to talk about it, but the Palace game, the first half, obviously we were awful. I spoke to Mark a bit about it in the last podcast. But that's my point, is he wanted to start strong this time and do something, the antithesis of what he did in the last game. And I think he did that, and he proved immediately, hey, listen, I can have an impact. I can even change what didn't work last time. And he did it immediately against Fulham. And Fulham are a good team. They are. They're a mid-table team. They're very cohesive. And they beat Spurs 3-0 recently at home. So I think it was brilliant from Nuno.
Did you hear Marco Silva before the game telling the... pundits that he, when he was asked about the previous fixture, and all the pundits were like gurning over Palinha and the Fulham side and all that. They didn't know what was around the corner. It was hilarious. But one of the things Marco Silva said was, we're in a far better position than when we beat them 5-0. I love that we went on and did what we did. I actually didn't
hear that, but do you know what that gives me shades of? Shades of Billy Davies when Forrest lost to Blackpool in the league years ago. He said apparently to the players, well, that's us gonna be winning the playoffs then against you. That's us gonna be winning that, or something like that. Or maybe it was the first leg, I don't know. And then we ended up losing to Blackpool, of course. You and I were there. Horrendous. Don't know why I keep bringing it up. It's one of those traumatic memories. It's kind of like masochistic like you jumping on the Luton podcast. But look, I digress, and it's my fault now that I'm owing you this much money, because I'm going on and on. Let's get into Spurs a little bit, because everyone's talked about Fulham. It was an unbelievable game. I'm not going to do man of the matches or ratings or any of that stuff, because everyone else has covered that really, really well, better than we ever could. But I will say that this Spurs game is important, because I know we're all going, oh, it's a free hit, and then we play Wolves the week. We don't want that pressure. Let's try and take a point or three from this game.
Yeah, forget the free hit stuff. Yeah. It's not a free hit. We're in a relegation battle.
Exactly.
Go and try and win the game.
And do you know what? We're well capable. Like, Spurs looked like they were vulnerable against West Ham the other day. They've been up and down with their form. They've, by the way, after this game, they've got 4 or 5 really tough games. I think they play, in the space of 4 or 5 games, Liverpool, Arsenal, Villa, something like that. And I think that, honestly, they're under pressure, because Man United could catch them. They're only a few points behind. Spurs have dropped a couple of points lately. And once...
Let me just make this simpler, Chris. No, I'm just going to simplify it.
No, go ahead and simplify it then. Well, actually, I need it, because we're at 22 minutes. That's 44 quid.
Have Forrest ever gone and tried to defend a point against a big side? Yes.
I wasn't even listening to you. I was checking scores of football games. What?
Do we still lose the games? Yes, we do. So we've got nothing to lose. Go and try and win the goddamn game. And you know what? You might just do it.
Is that Gary? You're quoting him.
That was Gary.
By the way, sorry, Matt's quoting an old boss of ours who used to be a boss of me and him when we worked in GBK. And then Matt left on a bank holiday one day and came back with his tail between his legs because Gary said, he's not getting paid then. He's not getting paid. Right.
I didn't think for a minute that slave labour was actually illegal in this country, so I came back and finished my shift.
You're comparing GBK, a GBK bank holiday shift to slave labour. Moron. Okay, let's get into Spurs game property here. Who are their danger men? Who are you most concerned about? Do you think they can be got at? Because I think if we play really good counter-attacking football and let Alanga, Hudson-Odoi, Ward...
Mate, if
and
Spurs are anything like the best, like they were at the beginning of the season, it's going to be one of the toughest games of the season in terms of location, emotion, what part of the calendar we're at. There's a lot going against us if they're at their best with the Sons, with Brennan, with Richarlison, with any of their amazing... Pedro Porro and their amazing keeper. Look, and they're amazing.
Sorry. I have to stop you there. We'll go back to your point in a second. Sorry. You literally just did an absolute disgusting, drooling loving of Tottenham Hotspur there. And you do it every time we play them. Every time we play them. It's almost more of a loving than a Luton loving, right? You need to...
I don't love Luton. No, I want Luton to go...
Do you love Tottenham? Do you love Tottenham?
I don't care.
Do you love Tottenham?
I want Luton to...
Do you love Tottenham?
I don't want Tottenham to go out of business.
Do you love Tottenham?
I'm a Forest fan, mate. I'm a big old Forest fan.
No, yeah, but you've got a little bit of a heart for
Tottenham.
I just
sat with my Arsenal mate on the tube who I know is listening to this episode, so I'm not going to say anything about Spurs.
Right, well,
but
anyway.
For some reason, I do like their shirt and I do like
their
stadium.
Their shirt? It's just a plain white shirt.
I just always liked Tottenham. I don't know why.
Oh, it's so annoying. It's so annoying and it's so typical Matt as well. Look.
I just think they're a great club.
Shut up. We're about to play them. Like, go back to the... Go back to the episode that says you hate everyone and you want to go after them. So let's go after them, all right? Let's not have a Spurs love-in. Let's actually go after them. Tell me who you're worried about with their danger players and then we'll talk about us and our strategy and who you'd start.
I'm mainly focusing on Brennan Johnson. It's probably because I'm a Forest fan and I'm looking at everything emotionally as I always do. But hey, that's the point. As we know. So Brennan Johnson, Richarlison, Maddison, I mean, the Leicester thing. There's so much. That's the point. This is going to be a really, really tough game. The good thing is, I just think we should go for it, even if it means we lose 5-0. Because I don't think we will. I think it's time. I really, really want it to work out for Alanga. And I just want to see... I mean, everyone feels to be saying, and it does make sense, that we just let the same team go out. Because there's this like clicking that happened the other day.
Hmm. Yeah, I'm not sure.
If
I'm not
they
sure
do
about
put
that,
the same team out and they perform brilliantly,
no.
Then what? What?
Well, I'm not sure about it because, I mean, they've played a midweek game. Well, maybe. It's Sunday to Tuesday, so they have time. Tuesday to Sunday, they have time to
recover.
Well,
I think it's potentially going to burst the bubble quick if it doesn't go well. That would be my concern.
Mm.
Whereas we could say, do you know what I mean? That can be the City ground starter. But then at the same time, you go, what have we got to lose? I mean, what are we going to do? Sit and do what Sheffield United did tonight against Liverpool?
Yeah, no, but just to be honest, well, we're very different teams. We're better than Sheffield United and Liverpool are better than Spurs. But the gap is closer. But I suppose my point is, Spurs are going to probably score goals. Like everyone says they are. They probably will. They've got the quality. They've got a Maddison, Kulusevski, Richarlison, Son, Brennan Johnson, Werner. And I know people will slag Werner because of his time at Chelsea, but actually he's been playing really well for Spurs. So they've got basically 6 or 7 really talented forwards who could tear us apart at any moment. Like you said, Pedro Porro and Udogie on the overlap. Like, they are really talented going forward. But they have a weakness, and their weakness is their defence and their mentality. And I'm sure someone will come up with loads of stats telling me why their defence is actually really good. But they do drift in games. I know the Spurs, they tend to just drift in games sometimes and let the opposition in at them. And I think we've an opportunity if we use our energy and pace. So maybe you're right. Maybe we play the same team again. Because we know we're going to start with Williams, Aina, Omobamadeli, Murillo and Sells most likely. But I think in midfield, I think maybe we do bring Danilo in for the energy again. Maybe we do. And obviously the front four is going to stay the same. I'd be surprised if it wasn't. Or maybe we bring Dominguez in for a bit of starting energy. He needs a start. He's actually been playing really well this season. I don't know why Nuno doesn't really fancy him.
Well, give Yates the rest.
Give Yates a rest. I think Yates had an amazing game the other day. I just, you could play Danilo and Dominguez. You could twist that way. I mean, Sangare, I know that he had a really bad, in my opinion, he didn't have a good first half on against Palace. He was really bad. The stats will tell
me. He's had a crap season, Chris.
Yeah, no, but yeah.
Maybe it's time for him to shine, though, yeah. We haven't said that before.
No, but I know that. But like, I basically stuck up for him the whole way up to Palace, and then I was kind of like, I don't want to start him till he gets his form back off the bench. And I said that, and I was honest about it, right? Which sounds...
Till we trade him for Barkley.
Will you stop talking about trading Sangare for Barkley? It's ridiculous. So I just believe that, you know, I'm not saying we start Sangare, because right now we have midfielders in better form, right? But maybe Dominguez comes in for Yates and you do Danilo and Dominguez. And maybe they work in tandem. There's lots of energy in the middle of the park and we try and catch them off guard early, maybe protect a lead that we get. I mean, who knows? Oh, gosh, I've just seen the time again. More money. Where are we at?
Well, on double Ds.
Oh, my gosh, we're close to 60 quid. 29 minutes.
Oh, God, that sounds quite crude. That sounds like a bra size, and I didn't mean it like that.
I know you didn't mean it like that, but we need to. I don't even know what you meant by that. But look,
Jesus. Well, Danilo and Dominguez. Double D.
Oh, okay.
Two Ds.
Fair enough.
I'm going to stop saying that.
You can say whatever you want. Obviously, you didn't mean it.
Oh, no.
Moron.
Listen.
You listen.
We have.
Right. Let's get to the score predictions right now, okay? Because I don't know how we've bounced to here, and I don't even know if this is a good episode or not. It might be a complete waste of money for me. But I would like to get the score predictions. Give me your score prediction, because I think I'm going to predict the score right again.
And do you predict?
No. Tell me what you predict. What was the silence about? Tell me what you predict.
Because my gut is telling me that we're going to lose this one, and that it's not. We need to halt and be okay with losing this one.
I'm sick of this.
But I want to predict because it's fun. I want to say that.
Oh, I don't care what you want. Just tell me what you think.
I'm going to say Forest 1-0. Forest 1-0, I can see happening.
You call me a flip flopper. You've gone from I think we're going to lose this one, and then you go Forest 1-0. Like, you are mad.
It's mind and gut and heart and head, and putting it all together, I do believe that Spurs have got too much to play for, and have got too much quality, and they're at home. But we're capable of magic. We're just not very capable of doing it two games on the trot. So there's a lot going against us. It would be so special if we win. Like, it'd be insane, and it would just absolutely crush Luton more than anything.
It would be. Yeah, that'd be amazing. Do you know what would be special? It'd be special.
They'll all sit there going, "Oh, for God's sake!"
It would be special if we got a scoreline like yours, minus the goal and nil all. Because you're saying we're not going to concede. That's what you're saying. You're saying 1-0 Forest, and we're not going to concede. That would be ridiculous to keep a clean sheet against that attack of Spurs. So I'm going to predict.
That's what I mean. It's going to have to be something that different.
Well,
let me predict
something very not different. Because this is just my feeling. I felt it last week. Said 3-1. I went with it. I'm going to go with it again. I'm not going with 3-1.
Yes, O wondrous leader.
Shut up, and let me do my score prediction.
Football guru to gutter snipe.
You're the weasel, if anything.
Sorry.
You've kept me on too long for the money. I'm going to go with 2.
I don't want the money.
Will you let me do my score prediction?
Yeah, but
you... No, you're wasting time on purpose for the money. I see your games. I know your game, man. I know your game. We're going to go with 2-2. 2-2. Forest will go 1-0 up. Spurs will score 2. We'll peg them back later on in the game. They'll be devastated because...
With that Origi goal you were talking about.
Do you know what? Yeah, fuck it. Like, Origi's going to score the level goal. He'll come off the bench, or maybe he'll start, and he'll score the level goal. That's what's going to happen. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much, because that's my score prediction, and it's probably right. Now, before we get out of here, is there anything else you want to say? Is there anything else you want to get off your chest?
The other thing is that we just get to get pumped over the week. Aren't we Monday night? Isn't that the
Sunday? Isn't it Sunday? Or is it Monday now? Is it?
Oh, crumbs. I don't know. I thought it was...
It's pathetic. We're Forest Podcast and we don't know what day it is. It's absolutely pathetic. I thought it was Sunday.
Wait. I'm going to find out right now.
I'm on the app. Hurry up.
Yeah, Sunday at 6 p.m.
Sunday. So I was right.
Yeah, Sunday at 6 p.m. Sorry, everyone. And we're on Sky Sports.
Right, okay.
And...
Grant, so it's Sunday.
We've got
well the done,
we can watch all the other games and know what we have to play for, which is helpful, right?
Yeah, it is helpful. Sorry, we can't go on and on because I do owe you money now. Oh, God. What are we at? 30-something minutes. Okay.
You don't...
Just shut up for a second. I have to do a review corner, though.
It's 10 o'clock.
Okay. We'll do one quick review corner, and then we'll get out of here. Welcome to the review corner. Let's be honest about this. I only have one, and you might not even know about it because you haven't listened to many podcasts this week. I think you've listened to a few, but you haven't listened to all of them. And if you had, you would...
Listen to the Luton.
Oh, yeah, ridiculous. If you'd had, you would have said it. Let me tell you a secret.
I also wanted to listen to the Fulham reaction as well.
Let me tell...
I'm such a weird sadist.
Let me tell you a secret.
Yeah.
I got a few messages from a couple of people who are crossover listeners to ours and the Mr. Rolling In podcast, and apparently JJ called me out. Now, I say apparently because I ended up listening to the podcast there. I think it was yesterday. And I'll be honest with you, JJ called me out because at halftime against Fulham, I WhatsApped him, and he said, "This is amazing, isn't it?" And I go, "Yeah, no, it is amazing, but the game's far from over because it's halftime." I said, "You know, Luton ended up being 3-0 up against Bournemouth. They lost 4-3, so anything can happen." And he was like, "Can you just enjoy this, Chris? Like, can you just enjoy this?" And obviously, me being me, I was like, "No."
Welcome to my world, JJ. Welcome to what life is like.
Well,
can't wait till more and more people learn.
Well, listen to the podcast because
he did have a go at me.
But then as soon as Fulham scored, obviously he went, "Oh no!" And I was like, "Yeah, I was right. I told you." And I was absolutely wrong. We won 3-1 in the end. I didn't think we were going to lose. I just thought anything can happen.
So hang on, you're telling me in this review corner,
yeah,
another podcast is getting annoyed with you about your weird mind. That is brilliant. That is music to my ears, and I can't wait to go and listen to it.
Yeah. Well.
Sorry, Luton podcast, you've just lost one of your temporary listeners. I'm going back to the Forest side.
Well done, and that is the story arc of this episode. And we are at about 35 minutes, that's 70 quid. I'm not giving you 70 quid. I'll reduce it to 40, we'll call it quits. 40 quid, there you go, I'm out of here.
Just changing, you're just making a deal and then...
Well, okay, well, I'll give you 35.
I never wanted the money in the first
place.
No,
hang on, you said you didn't want the money. No, I'll give you 35 this week and 35 next week, that's 70 total. Deal? Follow us at Forest All Over on Instagram or at NFFC All Over on Twitter. Alternative, you go to forestallover.com. This is the Forest All Over podcast. Thanks for joining us. Sorry for
thanks
the mayhem.
Thanks for listening, everyone.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. How cool is this? It's so funny how... What's the word? Fickle we are. Suddenly we're on top of the world. We've won a game. It's brilliant.
Well, let's enjoy it. See you later at Spurs.
See ya.
Podcast Network.